Hello, and welcome to this audiobook presentation of Intermittent Fasting Foundations, an introduction to the feast and famine diet. This presentation is laid out as follows. It starts with an introduction, then 9 chapters of content, and a conclusion. So with that, let's jump into the introduction of Intermittent Fasting Foundations. Introduction. It's almost impossible to hide from the news and discussion about the obesity epidemic that's taking both lives and shattering the quality of life worldwide. It's in the papers, on television, and being blogged about on the internet almost endlessly. If that's not enough, unless you're blind, it's hard to walk the streets of any big city or small town and not see the end product of this epidemic firsthand. The hard, brutal truth is that people are getting fatter and fatter. And this is a real health crisis that only a fool could ignore. There's plenty of reasons for this. Here are just the most blindingly apparent. Many people eat way too much, way too often. It's a hard truth that can't be escaped. The human body wasn't designed by nature to eat as much and as often as most people do. This packs on the flabby pounds as our bodies, which are machines that are designed for survival in not-so-great circumstances, are pampered and overfed in a cushy and soft environment. Remove a bit of hunger from our lives, and we will pack on fat and pack it on at lightning speed. A widespread avoidance of exercise. After overeating, the next huge issue is under-exercising. Having less physical jobs as well as social lives that revolve around the digital rather than the physical once again takes our bodies away from what they are designed for: running, lifting, hunting, and playing. The less muscle we carry, the lower our metabolism, which means even more fat is packed on. Do you see a pattern developing? A lack of quality sleep. The first two obesity builders contribute to the third. Poor diet and lack of exercise offer the fast track to broken sleep patterns, which have been shown in more studies than can be counted to also wreck metabolism and pack on fat. Sleepless nights tossing and turning quickly equals an ugly spare tire of flab around the waist. Medicine and drugs. Coming along with our increasingly over-medicated society are the side effects of all these medications, which commonly include weight gain and lethargy. Cultures who approach health more naturally and holistically have largely avoided this issue and have been also able to avoid the obesity-related health concerns that come along with it. Our societies, for the most part, haven't figured this out yet. These are just some of the many reasons the obesity plague is spreading in such a quick and deadly manner. There's plenty more, trust me. The question stands, what can we do about it? How can we turn the tide against obesity? And the answer is, of course, diet and exercise. There's plenty of diverse ideas about both, some good and a few bad. This guide offers what I feel may be the perfect solution to a vast majority of people's struggles with putting on fat. It's fairly simple and packed with power, in line with both nature and common sense. Most importantly, it works, and it works almost like magic. It's called the Feast and Famine Diet, and it can change your life for the better. After reading this, you will be armed with all you need to know about feast and famine to make it work and get the lean and healthy body of your dreams. Get ready. This is going to be a blast.